We're here on the 17th of December in Bradford Centenary Square because today is International Day on Violence Against Sex Workers. We're people who work in the sex industry and we're involved with an organisation called the International Union of Sex Workers. And the International Day on Violence Against Sex Workers was founded in 2003 after as by sex workers in response to the violence that people experience, particularly due to some of the comments made by a guy called the Green River Killer, who murdered up to 71 women, a bloke called Gary Ridgway. And he said that he killed people like us because he could get away with it. And that's true. It's easy to get away with crimes of violence against people who sell sex, up to and including murder, because of criminalisation, it makes it difficult for us to call the police. And we're seen as legitimate targets. People view us as people who can be targeted and you can get away with it. Part of the reason we're here is that, yes, in recognition of the tragedies that were here, but also to say that those aren't unique to Bradford. It's not about saying that Bradford is worse than other places. The problems in Bradford are across the country, and what happened here could happen anywhere. And also, Bradford is very typical in terms of the way the law has been enforced, in terms of the reaction from the community, which has often been quite hostile to women on street. And we absolutely recognise that there is an impact on communities from street sex work. And part of the problem is that what we're doing now in terms of criminalisation isn't solving that. We've criminalised women who sell sex on street since 1959. That's 50 years. If that was going to work, it would have worked by now. In terms of men, we've criminalised them for 25 years since 1985. And again, if that was going to solve the problems associated with street sex work, it would have done so. So we're looking for solutions that actually work for both people who sell sex and the communities of which they're part. What's been shown to work in New Zealand is decriminalisation, which means that the laws, there are already laws against rape, murder, kidnapping, extortion, assault, all those kind of things. But decriminalisation removes the laws that specifically relate to the sex industry. In the UK, people are criminalised if they work together indoors. So any building where there's more than one person, whoever's name is on the tenancy agreement or the mortgage, they can be arrested. In terms of issues around controlling for gain, which is the legislation on pimping, it explicitly includes people who are working of their own free will. So it does nothing to target violence, exploitation, abuse in any way. So we're calling for decriminalisation. We're also calling for adoption of a thing called the Merseyside model in Liverpool. They define violence against sex workers as hate crime initially. And that approach has been very successful. They've got a 90% conviction rate for crimes of violence against people on street and a 68% conviction rate for rapes of women who sell sex on street. And I think that's 12 times the national average. So it shows that you can actually target violence, but you need to actually listen to what sex workers say about it rather than define everything that happens to us as abuse. In terms of international work, there are events going on all across the world today, and there are other events in the UK. For instance, Merseyside Police have put a statement out in support of International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. We'd like to see that the attitude taken by police across the country. But yeah, there are events across the United States. There's events in Austria, there's events in France, there's events in Germany, in Holland, in Thailand, in New Zealand, in Russia, in Lithuania. So there is a global sex workers' rights movement that receives almost no funding. There is very little money goes into this, but it is composed of people who are from the industry and who see the harms caused by criminalisation, because New Zealand's the only place that has decriminalised sex work so far.
If people wanted to support the campaign and to get involved, how would they do that?
They could join we have a newsletter on our website. They could sign up for that. And one of the things that they could do is we're going to be asking people to write to local councils, to write to MPs, and to say actually that people do care about the safety of people in the sex industry. We've seen we're not seen as a vote winner. Yeah, we're not a vote winner, but actually, public attitude.
We're never portrayed as particularly sympathetic figures, are we? No matter which level of the industry we work in.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. People make decisions about us based on stereotypes, based on ordinary media representations, which people like us know are absolutely not representative. We're very ordinary people.
And to be fair, even if they were, we're still entitled to the same rights as anybody else.
Yes.
The women who have been murdered, you know, may or may not have been addicts or, you know, people who would be shunned by others in their community, but they were still people's daughters. They were mothers. One of them was a grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, nobody should have to put up with this sort of thing. If people's nurses are often attacked at work and people think it's terrible, we've had it said that us being attacked when we're working is an occupational hazard.